a holiday hoops recap, plus Wisconsin adds another in-state offensive lineman. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
The Thanksgiving weekend continues to be a hotbed for outstanding hoops tournaments and showcases around the state. On the girls' side, the biggest and best was held at Brookfield Central, where 36 teams slugged it out in 23 outstanding games. Defending Division II champion Notre Dame featured prominently in a pair of those contests, defeating last year's D1 runners-up from Oguanago 45-37 on Friday, before stopping Divine Savior Holy Angels 59-48 in double overtime on Saturday. In the win, senior Allie LeClaire, a Green Bay recruit, won over 1,000 career points. Also on Saturday, Monona Grove got by New Berlin Eisenhower 52-44 in a battle of preseason top six squads in Division II, while D1 semifinalist Arrowhead knocked off last year's Division I champion Milwaukee Riverside 50-36 to drop the Tigers to 0-2. At the Hank Raymond's Classic held at Pius, Frankie Wirtz went 21 of 22 from the free throw line with a combined 38 points and a pair of wins over Whitefish Bay and Pius to claim the tournament title. Greendale senior offensive lineman Jacob Maxwell gave a commitment to Northern Illinois way back in June, but after an all-state senior campaign, the home state Badgers came calling and extended an offer shortly after the Division III state title game. He wasted little time in making a decision, giving a commitment to Wisconsin last Wednesday. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.